Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, hello, and welcome to the show that's founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was developed with you in mind, one that will inspire and motivate and help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be. It's a show packed with people who are doing things, and it's awesome, yeah?
And a lot of things.
And of course, you've got the girl, Jeannie. Yeah.
Meow. Look, Dr. Tanji Lounge, man. And when Dr. Tanji say lots of things happening, we mean literally. If only you could have seen Dr. Tanji before she cracked the mic. I mean, hey, it's coming to your eyes. I'll fill you in before the show is over. How are you?
I am good after you just stretched me.
Because you're doing music videos before your show starts? I'll spill the tea, okay, on Dr. T, all right? But check this out. It's amazing because we are wrapping up Women's Month and March, which I consider Women's Month every month for
Absolutely.
All that we do.
Absolutely.
But March is considered that. And you have like such a girl power hour in store.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Dawn Osborne coming up. You know, people tell you to follow your dreams, but she's telling you how to catch them on with
that?
Dr. Tanji. And you got a wellologist about 30 minutes. A wellologist. But only Dr. Tanji would bring you that. So.
Oh my God.
And you always got the principles to go right along with it before they get started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And without further ado, I want to focus in on today. Before I even focus in on this, I want to tell you thank you so very much for you tuning in and listening and being a part of this journey. It's breathtaking. It's humbling. It's one of those things where you know you're not doing it yourself, so I know better. So I take the time to say thank you so, so very much from Atlanta to Mississippi to... Wow. New York, Virginia,
my city,
how about that? D.C.
Whoop.
Thank you. Now, today's principle, we've focused on this one maybe back in December where we talked about love and we gave some illustrations of love. But I want to just kind of hone in on how to love the unlovable. And what that means. We've said that love is a responsibility. You know, we kind of grow up from thinking that love is a feeling. Love is that thing that makes your heart go pitter-patter. No, let's be adults about this thing, okay? Love really is a responsibility. Love does not care about what it can or cannot do because your foundation, your DNA is love. You are love. So there's nothing you can do but love. But love is a choice. And that's where it gets really, really, I won't say sticky. I'll just say love makes you decide. Now, when you're dealing with an unlovable, the one thing that I'd love for you to keep in mind is the mentality. You've got to accept the fact that whatever that object is or that person is that you are trying or attempting to love with expression, just accept the fact that they are who they are. And oftentimes when you're trying to change people, it's when you go up against a brick wall, for lack of a better word, but accepting the fact that that person is who they are, not who you want them to be, is really one of the first steps to engaging principles of love. Another thing that I want you to kind of take note of is I mentioned or referenced that we are love. Our DNA is love. That is what we do naturally. So accept the fact that you are love. And in a perfect world, it's really, really easy to tell someone that I love you. But if that person hasn't met the standards or hasn't those expectations are not where you thought they should be, then you'll find yourself using the words, I've fallen out of love with that person. That's dangerous. We really want to kind of hone in on growing to love people right where they are. And with that in mind, expectations when you're loving someone, truly try to not place expectations on that person in their response to the way you may be showing love. If you do, you're always going to kind of come up feeling like you are getting the short end of the stick, especially if they're not doing what you want them to do. Love is not manipulative. It is one of the purest decisions that you can make. And then, of course, I want you to implement compassion, implement mercy, and one of my favorite is implement grace. When we're talking about love and we're expressing that toward people, put yourself in that person's shoes. If they've done something that you feel like it's just way out of character, this is just not the character of XYZ, then it's going to take a lot of, you know what? Not trying to assume what the person may be going through, but I know him or I know her. That's not their character. And then you're going to choose to be a demonstration of what love is. And love is patient. Love is kind. Love is. Okay? So remember that. Yeah.
Incredible. No, I'm taking that with me. Okay. And I'm putting it on my pillow and I'm going to hold it and sleep with it. So absolutely.
Okay, Jeannie, you're not being facetious, right? You're
not at all. Not okay. at all.
Very
not at
good. All. You know, when we think about love, it's just, it's good to be able to know who you are and that you possess love because that is who you are in your core form.
And I think that's what makes a lot of people not have healthier relationships,
absolutely.
Just understanding that
part
of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And without further ado, who do we have on the line? Hello.
This is Dawn.
Hey, Miss Dawn Osborne. Look, this is Dawn. I thought we were doing a quiet storm. Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Well, you know, when I was following the instructions, it says the engineer will pick up the line, and you may hear the host speaking. Don't say anything.
So like, Dawn is like, look, am I supposed to say something? But I like that Dawn was like, yes, hello. Yes, how are you?
Gosh.
Welcome to the Dr. Tanji
Welcome.
Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, we're not the creators of time. And I say that often because when someone takes time out of their day, a time to do something that's going to enhance the lives of other people, you must say thank you. So thank you for being so generous with yours. Thank you very much.
And Dawn, she does so much. So much.
Yes, she does.
With empowering people where they are, like you always say, Dr. Tanji, with their thoughts and helping them execute their plans with nonprofits and just things that actually help people in their communities. Yes. And not, you know, a lot of times people get, I think they get really caught up on having to be on a big, huge platform, but it's so powerful what we can do right on our own blocks and neighborhoods, and that's what's going to make change.
Absolutely.
And which we need with all this crazy stuff going on. So Dawn Osborne, if you could talk about how you do that and the work that you provide that helps people from their thought process to actually making it a reality.
Okay, well, my basic philosophy is I'm going to meet you exactly where you are. and use my gifts to guide you to where you want to be. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And so we start with understanding the vision, because a lot of people don't know how to unpack their vision, especially when you're dealing with small to mid-sized nonprofit organization owners. Generally, they start it because they have a passion. Something happened, someone's life was affected, their life was affected, and they want to do good, so they start a nonprofit organization. Just passion-driven. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we have to do is get you to realize that it is actually a business. A nonprofit organization is a business. So then we unpack that myth that it's some charity and money's going to pour out of the sky for you and it's just going to be all flowers and petals. So we unpack that myth. And then from there, we look at what it is that you actually want to do. Let's look at how you're doing it. Let's look at building manualized programs instead of thoughts and ideas. Mm-hmm. I always tell people they must think in ink, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're going after city and government contracts. If it's not on paper, it didn't happen. Right. So let's get into the habit while you're small of thinking in ink. So then we define the plan. In for-profit entities, they call it a business plan. In nonprofit organizations, they call it a strategic plan. And we do your outline for your strategic plan, and then we put the meat and teeth behind what it is that you're going to do. So now we've laid the foundation, which is what a lot of small business owners don't do. Let's look at your foundation and your infrastructure so that you can then reach the levels of what you want to reach.
That is so wonderful.
So we start there. And I pour in. I find the tools that are required to do it. And I think what I've learned, and I've become a certified life coach because I got a couple of organizations $1 million grants, and they were just not equipped to handle it. They weren't equipped to handle it, not just because they were small to mid-size, they were small organizations. They weren't equipped to handle it because they hadn't dealt with their life issues that made them unable to grasp or wrap around the fact that even though there was a $1 million contract, you still had a budget and you had to follow the budget. But they didn't know that because they weren't following a budget at home.
Oh, wow. Real talk.
Right?
Awesome. Yeah. Yep, look, I was like, well, what else? There's nothing else to say. What do you find, Dawn, is some of the consistent mistakes people make when trying to start out? You just named one. I mean, mm-hmm. not being consistent with yourself or at home. So that mm-hmm. follows through, trickles over into business. What are other myths or mistakes that people make in trying to develop their businesses, you know, whether it's a corporate or a nonprofit?
Well, they go into it with the same premise that they had when they were working a job. I'm going to show up at 9 o'clock and then I'll be off at 5 o'clock and then life goes on. Look, if you own your business,
come on.
That 9-to-5 philosophy generally doesn't work.
Absolutely.
In the beginning.
Absolutely.
Right. And mm-hmm. so, and you have those that think they can work from 9-to-5. And then you have those that think, because I'm the boss, I don't have to worry about anything. Well, because you're the boss, you have to worry about everything.
Everything. Oh, God, yes.
Right. Right. And I always point people to the 4-hour work week where, the opening story about the woman who was a baker who loved baking when she started her business, and 6 months in absolutely detested baking because she didn't realize that she had to be the accountant, the custodian, the person that opens up the shop, the person that closes the shop, and baking became no fun for her anymore.
Wow.
Because she didn't know how to be an accountant, and she didn't know how to work with the banks, and she didn't know all these other things that she had to do. Oh, yeah, and I got to bake some cakes and cookies and pies, too, in order to keep the doors open.
Right.
And so what she loved and the passion that drove her to start the business was also the same thing that was tearing her down until she realized that she could outsource different parts of her business. Mm-hmm. And so I think another big mistake that small business owners don't realize is that you don't have to be a master of everything, and that you definitely can't outsource some of the things to make it easier, especially with so much available online today.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up, Dawn.
Absolutely. With coaching, Dawn, it's you've developed a system, the leading edge coaching system. What's the leading edge coaching system as it relates to business owners that are in that nonprofit realm, that space?
Well, that system is a system that we kind of touched on it, where we're talking about you as a leader of your organization and solidifying your individual personal base, right?
Okay.
Because people, let's say I'm speaking at an event and I ask people who they are, everyone, oh, I am a grant writer. Oh, I am a pastor. Oh, who are you?
Who are you?
Right? Okay. And so we deal with who they are at the core of who you are. Me, I am light. Because whenever I come into a situation, wherever there's darkness, it can't exist anymore. Right? And so as I explain that to them, when you're in a dark room and light walks in, the darkness has to go away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? And so in the coaching that we do, those places that are dark that you're afraid to face, we help you with just various tools to help you face your dark parts so that you can be that light in your own environment and that you can be, that you can ascend.
Wow.
And I'd be remiss to say that didn't sound like a great lyric, just a great line. I mean, it was amazing. And I wonder where you would get, you know, that type of talent from. I mean, because that's who you. I'm a life coach. Look, I'm Dawn Oswald. I'm a life coach. I mean, that's just strong. And then everything from you when you answer the phone, hello, and then just but that's what it takes. And Dawn, would you, when you were growing up, you know, being around, you know, a dead legendary R&B, I mean, legend, Jeffrey Osborne, in terms of, you know, so much about show business has to do with how you do personally and how it extends on the road. We know that can be a very challenging lifestyle and usually people crack. Were you around your dad a lot when he was evolving and, you know, into a superstar that we know him as?
Yes, and I call that growing up Jeffrey.
Growing up Jeffrey. That's the show. Okay, so what did you learn?
Growing up Jeffrey.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
I said, what did you learn? What did you pick up to be most consistent about that's helped you today?
You know, the one thing that my father taught me that has stayed with me always, and it is probably the most probably the most valuable thing he taught me in this process of living the lives that we were blessed to live with his popularity is, don't believe the hype. I didn't understand. I was like, what do you mean don't believe the hype? He said, we pay people to create the hype, but the minute we believe it, we're done. What you'll find if you ever meet my father is he's one of the most humble, down-to-earth men that you will ever meet. With all of the greatness that he has achieved, the humility of him. And so in that humility, I learned that everything that people say good about you, don't believe it. And the things that they say bad about you, don't believe it. Because their opinions will change. It's how you feel about you.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we pay people to create the hype around who we are and what we do. And we just can't buy into it. We have to stay grounded in who we are at our core.
Wow. I mean, that was priceless.
Wow.
And why does that need to be circulated all over Instagram, all these quick minutes? That's all we do is live in hype now.
That's it.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I have to commend Dawn Oswald, a life coach extraordinaire, Dr. Tanja, because I've met so many women, business owners, who just speak her praises in terms of where they were, the mistakes or deficiencies they were having. And once communicating, you know, with Dawn, she was able to, I guess, create a blueprint,
right,
to what needed to be done. And are there, Dawn, any prerequisites that you ask prior to meeting with someone to help them figure out where they are and where they need to go with developing their business or plan?
All I ask is that they come in without what's the best way to say that? That they come in transparent.
That's good.
That's the only way I can help you. If you come in and you're not transparent, then where we're beginning might not be exactly where you need to start. Mm.
Absolutely.
So be transparent when you come in. Because whether it's my coaching clients or any of my mentees, they will tell you my space, whether it's my office, my car, my phone, whatever you want to call it, is a no judgment zone.
Wow. Nice.
That's good.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And people feel that, so they can come in and they can be transparent. They mm-hmm. bear all, and then we can find solutions.
Absolutely. In everything that you could have chosen, you have so many different things that you could have chosen, Dawn, and I hear your passion through the phone. Why working with a nonprofit? Why that? In everything you could have done or chosen, rather.
It evolved that way. I wasn't looking for it. It's what God called me to do and
chose you.
I was
yeah.
He chose me. I was in working in telecommunications, and I went to install a fax machine for the vice president of development when I was at Queen of Angels Medical Center. And we started talking, and he heard me say the word talking, and he wanted to know where I was from. And I was 25 years old. And at that point, he started telling me what he did. He was the vice president of development. He wrote grants and funded the hospital. At that point, we developed a friendship. I'm a 25-year-old black woman. He's a 56-year-old white man, or maybe older. I'm not sure how old Bob was at that time. And he used to make excuses with his communications equipment so that my boss would send me up there. And he would give me books. And he'd give me a development directory, and I would read it and come back with a million questions. And he'd give me another. And he's like, I have people that have graduated from Yale working in my office, and they don't come in with the passion that you're coming in. And he just kept, and he basically mentored me and taught me all about grants.
I love it.
All about grants.
What a call.
And so I kind of, it was the people that God put in my, on my path that led me to what I'm doing.
That is so wonderful.
So profound.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying yes. And thank you for reading and everything that it took to get you to this very moment in time. You are an extraordinary person. You really, really are. And you have really kind of debunked a lot of the myth that's surrounding nonprofit, because that is exactly what I would love, love, love to do, is nonprofit, because there is a need. And whenever you can meet the need of people, you're that's the best kind of service, you know, being in the people business. So Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
And in a life,
you're
coach,
so very welcome.
Yep. Life coach Dawn Osborne, if anyone is interested in interacting with you, how can they find you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my phone number is 323-614-1700. They can find me on Instagram at Dewdrops of Wisdom. So it's D-O, like my name.
Mm-hmm.
Drops of Wisdom. That's my Instagram handle, at Dewdrops of Wisdom. And if they wanted to email me, it's dawnosborne777@gmail.com.
Wow.
I like that. Dewdrop of Wisdom.
How about
cute.
That?
That's, that's what it's all about.
That's
and you're,
what it's
and
all
you
about.
Sprink, baby. You are sprinkling, okay?
Let me tell you, it came from my initials. My initials are do. And so I always end my speaking engagements with, you must do something. You can have all these great ideas, but you have to do something. Yeah. So we have this whole spin and play on my initials, which is do. So it's do, drops of wisdom, which are Dawn Osborne drops of wisdom.
Yeah. Well, that's only if you're ready, because Dawn is sprinkling, dropping do. And like she said, do something or nothing will happen.
Absolutely.
So thank you so,
thank you so much,
Dawn Osborne.
What a breath of fresh air.
And
thank
then
you,
Dr.
Lady.
Tanju, and we are doing your conversations, your sessions and tours. We have to grab Dawn Osborne.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So thank you, Dawn.
Thank you so much for being on the show. And we will talk to you and elevate and drop dues soon.
thank you. you dear. So much for having Yay. Me.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Dawn Osborne.
And you gotta think, it's amazing because like I said, I mean, you have somebody that's a legendary singer, and I do get fascinated. I think it's so amazing when the children you know, grow, and then they're doing great as well. That is the coolest.
Absolutely.
It's like it's all in the DNA. Right? It's in the DNA. Dewdrops in the DNA. Look, Dawn, I'm creating something else. You know me. There I go.
Right? There you there go. Man, how fascinating is she?
So that is right along you know, your principles for today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, again, if you want to interact with Dr. Tanji at Dr. Tanji Show, all platforms, again, stay interactive with Dr. Tanji. Big announcements coming, major developments, and you can't miss any of it. Coming up in minutes, we have a wellologist. I told you, Women's Month, Girl Power Hour, we're giving you everything you need. So the point is, by the time you see Dr. Tanji on tour, there'd be no excuses. You just come to Dr. Tanji like, look at what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
That's what the parties are going
to
be like.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. What an exciting time to be alive. And I say that no matter where you may find yourself, no matter what you may be going through at this very moment, it is an exciting time to be alive. It is a gift, and we've got to live every day, every day. And I know it sounds cliche-ish, but you got to live every day as if it was your last, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, because
you don't know.
You really do not know. But until then, hey, let's dance.
Absolutely. And then how would you take some of the things that even Dawn was talking about, how you've applied it to your life to evolve?
I would have to say, don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Whenever someone says, it's seriously, when she said that, I could have really just.
And you're honest about that, because you look at me sometimes, Jay, like, I hear you, but really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you must give that glory to whom it belongs, even if you're, you know, don't want to say it publicly in your heart. You know that glory does not belong to you. I'm in a point in my life now, Jeannie, where I need him. Mm-hmm. And I just got to be open, honest, and sincere. I'm like a kid when I talk about my daddy and all that he does, you know, on a daily, on an hourly basis, because there are times when I don't feel like, you know, I can, do I have to do this? You know, and it's part of the process.
Right,
it really, really is.
Right.
Don't believe the hype. If they say something bad about me, it's like, man, okay, I didn't do that, but I did this, you know.
Right. So look, it's all good.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And if they say something good, I'm like, oh my God, it is so for his glory, you know. I don't want to smile today, but I got to smile. But it's very, very important to truly have people that are around you in your corner that will tell you the truth. You know, if you ever feel like you're, you know, getting, my mama used to say, too big for your britches. You got somebody that'll tell you, you know what, that you were wrong or you were out of character. But that person loves you, and they'll always tell you that from a place of love and not a place of being, you know, manipulative or vindictive.
Right.
So you got to keep those kind of people in your corner, you know.
Yeah,
really,
there
really
is a difference.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And it's very exciting to have you interact with us here at the Dr. Tanji Show, whether you're calling in 323-203-0815. And
so I know that we are talking about, like I said, this being Women's Month, and just how much we do on a consistent basis, give out, that it's so important to make sure you take time for you to rebuild, replenish. And our next guest, Dr. Tanji Show, a wellologist. You're building your superheroes. I see what you're doing, Dr. Tanji. And, you know, this woman is, again, empowering people where they are and taking them to another level. And she creates synchronicity. Synchronicity.
I love it.
Do you have synchronicity? That's something that's going to roll up. Do you have synchronicity in your life?
I love it.
So they can look at me like, Okay, that means you don't. Okay. So, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, Dawn Osborne.
Candace Camille.
I'm like, I did all this great intro and it's like, boom. It's like, okay. Dawn is gone.
It's okay.
Candace Camille. Cece, my girl Cece. Hey, Candace, the wellologist. It's like, how you gonna get my trademark to somebody else?
She's so beautiful. She really is a beautiful
lady. Hey, Candace. But Candace, wasn't the intro good and you gonna drop the ball? That was my LeBron James moment. LeBron, you know how hot LeBron is? And then he be sweating. And then he have a three, like he be at the free throw line and he miss it. Yeah, that was my LeBron moment. Okay.
I love it. I absolutely.
But I'm good, but I dropped the ball. Okay.
You were on the line.
Yeah, that's good.
Welcome to the show, Miss Candace.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for just having me. Just using the word synchronicity. And when I was writing my bio, you hear most people say balance, and we know what that means, or you'll say harmony, And that's the other word for synchronicity, because that's basically what we need in order to be well as we move forward into getting older and in this life, because we're so busy trying to create balance, but balance is like the balls, you know, why you're juggling the balls, why you're watching everything is in order. But as soon as you take your eye off the ball, balance drops. So you have to figure out a way to synchronize it and harmonize it so it can work just statically. So instead of just doing things, we just have to be. Thank you. Welcoming me to the show. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. I know, right?
And then you mentioned, I'm so glad you said that, Candace, about balance, because we do loosely use that word. And do we ever really find that? So how do you incorporate how to do that when we're constantly on a scale that teeters back and forth?
You know, and we are on that scale, that up and down scale, but such is life, you know, and life is just that. If we are blessed enough, life is daily. So we get up and we deal with it. But one of the things that I've noticed, even in working with my clients and in my own life, it's by order of a priority and what's really, really important to us. And right now, it appears, and where I'm talking about from a statistical standpoint, that our health is not important to us. So even from when I do research and looking at the statistics, you know, it's a global epidemic in term of obesity and diabetes and heart disease. You know, 1 billion people in the world is obese. In America, 300 million people is obese. Out of that 300 million, 72% are African Americans. 68%, give or take, are African American women. So we all are statistics simply because we have not made our health important. And now is the time to make it important, just as it's important as we get out here and go to work and do our business or the things that we deem important. We should be at the top of the list.
Absolutely. You know, just to kind of segue into what you're saying, Candace, I totally agree. The priority, first things first. With wellness, what's inclusive of that? You know, you hear the word wellness, right? What does that really mean? I mean, is it feeling good? Is it all encompassing, you know, this and that? Or what are the constructs of wellness?
Okay. Well, let me put it in biologist terms, right? So what, you know, for me, it's like sexy, fit in well. So sexy really is the new healthy. So you got healthy, you got fit, and you got well. Meow. Like, what is that? See, because you can be fit and not well, right? And not healthy.
Right.
You can be healthy and not fit. But when you are healthy and fit, then you are well. But it's across the board. Mm-hmm. See, because we have to have healthy and fitness in just every piece of our life, meaning that it's your physical, it's your mental, it's your emotional, mm-hmm. it's your spirit, it's your finances. See, because those are the things that cause us to move or not to move. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times we're not well because we're working inside of our money. Mm-hmm. And we're letting the ball drop other places. But when you can take that, those five pillars, and break them down in 20% each day and start working in each and every one of them, mm-hmm. that's when you achieve total wellness. But you have to be working on them simultaneously. And a lot of the times we're either working on our money and mm-hmm. our spirit, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. we don't start to really work on our bodies and our mental health until tragedy hits.
Wow. Wow.
And that is the truth.
So very true.
And absolutely. That's what is happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. It's like sitting and I'm just being from, I'm from the South here, Dawn. So, I mean, I'm calling you Dawn. Candace, shame on you.
Candace Camille. No, that's right.
I'm from the South here.
And then Candace, let me ask you, you mentioned so many things that, you know, just really layman's terms, stuff that we mm-hmm. hear about. What do you find are the key factors that make us procrastinate from mm-hmm. addressing these things? We hear it. We talk about, okay, yeah. there's tragedy. Somebody dies. There's suicide. Mm-hmm. We gain weight from situations in life. You know, what do you tell somebody step by step to begin to execute to make those changes?
Well, number one, you can't get your body tight until you get your mind right. So it's basically a mental thing. It's a belief system. A lot of us are working on belief systems that's not our own. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of things that was taught to us is just not our fault.
Come on.
So we weren't taught to value our bodies. You know, right. we just weren't. We were taught to go to school, get a good job, get a good pension, work for 66 years and die.
Yep.
You know, I just got a call just before I got on here, a friend of mine that worked in corporate for 40 years, and she passed today from cancer. You know, and of course it saddens me because I get calls like that every day, but not realizing that we were taught to do this, so we have to unlearn some behaviors
absolutely
that we have in order to make us a priority. So first of all, you gotta really want it, because we do what we want. We don't necessarily do what we need, but we do what we want. So the Absolutely. Question that, you know, we have to ask ourselves, and I ask all the listeners, what do you really want? Because we really move on a want.
Mm-hmm.
So is it more energy you want? Mm-hmm. Do you really want to get off these pills? Do you really want to change your diagnosis? See, you have to mm-hmm. own your power and be honest with what you really want, and then ask it, are you willing to do what's necessary. See, I did what was necessary. I was diagnosed with cancer almost 30 years ago. I'm a cancer conqueror. Yeah. So again, I'm one of the statistics that was overweight, got sick, got the diagnosis, and I never looked back since, because on that day is really when I started to have a love affair with myself, and I never stopped. And that's what you have to do.
Oh my God.
And that testimony in wow. and of itself, Candace, is so powerful, because I hear more than back in the day, more people and more, I mean, younger women of color being diagnosed with cancer. And I was like, well, no, our people back in the day ate everything. They ate everything that was on four legs. But I mean, I guess in between the lack of exercise. No, but they did. I'm like, okay, vegan. We not nobody want to mess with the pig. I get it. Okay. But our people, they, you know, my you know, family, they live 95, 98. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
you know what? There is a difference. Oh my mm-hmm. God. I am so glad you brought this up, because even we're talking about our elders or our ancestors, first mm-hmm. of all, they moved. We sit on our butts 14, 16 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They move.
A difference.
And the soil So that's a whole nother subject when you're talking about what's said to us. So now when you're talking about government and the FDA getting involved into what's really in our foods, and even if it's real food that we're eating. So that's causing a lot of the problems. Like lately in the last couple of years, there's been 13 new cancers attributed to obesity based on the hormones and all the stuff, the GMOs and all the stuff that's in the food that we eat. So we really have to go back to reading labels and understanding what we're putting in. So if you think about that pig, that cow, that chicken, you know, they went outside and they got their food. They grew their food. They got their food. They killed it and they cooked it. Right. It was theirs. Right. We weren't getting it from across the country that done traveled 3 million miles there and back again, and for us to consume it. So that's why our ancestors and our grandparents and everybody lived so long, because they ate off their own land. See, one of the things about the things that we're eating that we have to worry about right now, are y'all ready for this?
Listening.
Give it
up. It's not what you're eating. It's what you eating ate.
Yep. That's it. Absolutely.
And what they're injecting them with. You're right.
Wow. Wow.
And then all that comes into you. So all of that processing and so no telling, like I said, what turns into diseases, you know, cancer and everything else. So Candace, I also notice you incorporate, like you said, in your wellologist, you know, planning, you talk about the mental, and you are very, very consistent and strong about the physical. Like I said, we sit around more. Unfortunately, our babies are growing up with the smartphone. So they're not getting the first programs they want to, you know, delete from schools. Not even like they're paying it as much as PE and the things that help them to be creative. Right. And so we're creating a mindset and a physical being for failure. How do you motivate people to, like I said, there's a lot of things to work on, the mental, making sure your mind is right so that everything else can follow. How do you, what do you incorporate, or what can you let Dr. Tanji's listeners know in terms of how to physically begin being well?
Well, so of course I'm the gangster planker, so I would be remiss if I didn't talk about planking, right?
I love it. We're going hardcore. This we're going to take Candace Camille and Dr. Tanji. We turn this whole thing hip hop, and it's going to be the What Do You Want tour. Boom. Look, there it is. I put it out there. We going. Okay.
What do you want? So with that, all jokes aside, but. And I've created the Plank Talk Challenge and Plank Talk Nation, and it's based on where we are in this busy world today. You know, and as a personal trainer and a gym owner, you know, one of the things that I get to my clients, especially when I'm working in that physical thing, that there's three exercises that you can do every single day that will touch every muscle in your body. So one of the things that you can do, first of all, is squatting. Right? Okay. That's the first exercise, because squatting touches all of the big muscles in your body, you know, from your waist down, you know, you're talking about your quads, your hams, your glutes, all of that, your calves, your lower back, all of this. It touches all of that. So if you squat every day, you touch all those muscles. Push-ups, again, push-ups is another one. You're talking about the big muscles, your chest muscles, your shoulders, and everything. And then there's planking. Planking touches six muscles by itself, whereas those other two exercises, they're very, you know, isolated. Planking is an all total body workout. So not only are you getting the resistance, you're also getting the aerobic as well, because you're lifting your body weight up. And in order to do that, you're going to have to take the power to get your heart rate up in order to stay up. So those are the three things that I tell anybody, that if you want to start somewhere, that's the start. And if you can't start with two of them, you should at least start with planking. So I say you got a minute, because it really only takes 1 minute to change the trajectory of your well-being. And here's why, because this is what planking does for you. So it goes across the board. So not only your mind, your body, but it also touches your soul. Because what planking every day does is that it builds your commitment, it builds your consistency, your discipline, and your determination. And last and certainly not least, it gives you patience, because you've got to have patience in order to do this thing. So if you can get down for 1 minute a day and rise up in your well-being, you really start to change your physical and your mental and your cellular being, and all in that order in 1 minute. And for those of us that's out here that want to lose some weight, but I try not to say losing weight, because I think losing weight is just like losing your keys. Eventually, you're going to find it back. But
that's really cute, Candace. Oh, my gosh. That true. Is all real. Real talk.
Absolutely. Wow.
If you would just go about releasing some stuff, yeah. You know, because again, it's not what's weighing, it's not what you're weighing or losing weight, it's what's weighing you down. So you really got to release a lot of things in order to get to the physical weight that you want. But weight loss is the bonus to being well. But if you take on planking, at least work your way up to 3 minutes a day, you know, it will really put your body in somewhat of a state of ketosis. So we won't have to do all these crazy diets like the keto diet and all these diets that we're doing, trying to, and that's what you're doing. You're losing weight on these diets. Right. But if you take the plan and let your body heal itself and do what it do, it will release the weight. Because I was once back then just about almost 30 years ago, I was 215 pounds.
No way.
Today, I'm like a buck 20, so I'm
you
a chunky 4 today. Back then, I was a 20.
You look amazing.
Are you serious?
Lady. You do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's I
that
was
mindset.
Over 200 pounds.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And when I just started the same thing that I'm doing now. So, and that was one of the reasons I started the Think Well, Be Well Now conference. I wanted, so I'm often asked, how do you stay like that? How do you have this energy? How do you, how are you the new 60?
Yeah.
How are you the new 60 and you look like that and you stay like that?
Who's 60? Wait a minute, who's 60? Who's 60?
You can't be. No.
Candace, come in there. We got a good relationship going on. I'm looking forward to this tour and everything else we're doing. Who's 60 though? This Candace, woman. Stop. Are you out here in Hollywood with us? We know we have to, you know, say our ages backwards. Who's 60 though?
Oh my God.
Candace.
Who's 06? I'm 06 and some. So
I know, that's right. Beast. Cold beast. No, you
so
are the new
good.
30. No, beast.
Wow.
Just radiant. Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
Seriously. You look amazing.
Exactly. And that's basically what it is. So when I tell you that the things that I do every day is so simplistic, and one of the things I got is, so if you guys don't believe that I really have half my age when you talk about being 30, I was on Dr. Oz recently for like women who look half their age, and they literally did the test on us, right? So Dr. Oz told me that my insides is 38 and my outsides is 41. So I get to tell my 43-year-old daughter that I'm young.
Meow. Let them know, Candace Camille. Yes.
I love it. Oh,
how amazing is that? And do you eat a plant-based diet?
You know, it depends. So I say that I go from being a pescatarian to a vegetarian to a vegan. Because I'm a trainer, one of the things about getting older and your estrogen and your calcium levels go down, you have to give your body what it needs. So that's why when I hear people saying, I'm going to be vegan, I'm going to be vegetarian, I'm going to stop meat, I ask them why.
Right.
See, because you don't know exactly what your body needs.
They don't even know
what
it means.
You're going to so if you're going to take all this stuff away, what are you replacing it by? So you can't go into this just because you want to lose weight.
Absolutely.
You have to go in this and knowing what's good for your body. So over the years, I've really learned my body, so I know exactly what it needs to stay well. So now, will I eat chicken or beef or anything like that? I don't, simply because I'm a runner, and meat holds you back. Meat's weigh you down. So I don't eat it for that reason alone. But one of the things about it, whether you're a carnivore, a pescatarian, a vegetarian, or a vegan, when you do that, you got to make sure you're eating the best thing possible. See, a lot of the stuff that we're eating are substandard. Mm-hmm. So you have to know what you're really, really putting in your mouth. And you got to be willing to go and say, you know what, just like I'm willing to put premium gas in my car, that I should be willing to put premium food in my body and don't even think about the cost. You should be priceless, and we weren't taught that. So these are the behaviors that we have to say, because we'll go out and spend $600 on a pocketbook. Mm-hmm. We'll go buy red bottom shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to pimp Jimmy Choo, so I know that.
I absolutely love it.
Well,
wow.
Candace Camille, I mean, I don't know. I know you're the wellologist,
yes.
But I mean, I hear a comedian, a hip hop artist, you know, the next Nike ambassador and all of the above. And appreciate you so much. If
Thank
anybody
so
wants
much.
To interact with you, how do they stay in touch?
Well, right now you can stay in touch at CandaceCamille.com, but I am at the wellologist. Of course, social media, they can go and like me on my page, Candace Camille, the Wellologist. They can join me in Plank Talk Nation. And if they want to know what this is all about, they about the conference, the Think Well, Be Well Now conference that's going to be held on April the 6th of this month, they can go to gotaminute.eventbrite.com and be in the room so you can learn the strategy of what it really takes to be well.
Miss Candace, you have been such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for living your life on your terms and showing us how to do it.
And
thank
helping
you.
Others along
Absolutely.
The way. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I just want to leave with, so when we going on tour?
Oh, but see, Candace, you don't know, but I'll be on your doorstep in like about 2 weeks. So I'm very serious about that.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out what we can do and make that happen for sure.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank
all right.
You
thank
again,
you, ladies.
Yay, Candace Camille, the Wellologist.
Wow.
Girl power hour.
Girl power hour.
That's how you do it. Women's Month.
That's how you do it. Absolutely.
Wow.
So what I'd like to be a sticking point here, let's do this together. As open, honest, and sincere and transparent as I can possibly be, let's do this one together. All right? Come on, let's do it. Thank you again for joining us here at the Dr. Tanji Show. You've been wonderful. Thank you, Miss
Meow. This was amazing.
It was
I'm
amazing.
Pumped up now.
All right.
Amped.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.